began as a response to what we were reading in the press about harms that children were suffering on the internet. A lot of attention is paid, of course, to online predators. But online predators, though they are a huge problem, affect probably less than 0.1% of children, thank God. By contrast, probably an overwhelming majority of kids suffer reputational harm online. When we were young, when you were younger, when I was younger, we all teased one another and were teased in turn. The difference today is that the things that kids say about one another and themselves are both permanent and public. And I was fed up with the idea that children were having to leave schools and change schools in sixth grade when they're 11 or 12 years old because their friends are saying, or their perceived enemies are saying, that they have preferred sexual positions. It's just outrageous.
So where would you find these sort of, what sort of websites and stuff would this information be distributed on?
Well, there are lots of social networking sites. They're the chief sort of culprits in terms of being carriers of this kind of content. And parents are desperate to keep up with kids, but as soon as they find out which sites the kids are using, the kids migrate to another one. So these are sites like MySpace, Zanga, LiveJournal.
Now, can you give me some other examples of where people's reputation is damaged because of something online? Because I realize you have a service not just for children, but for adults as well.
The typical place where people's reputations are harmed is on sort of a web blog, right? Some sort of place where one person is talking about different subjects, or one person is talking with others about different subjects, and they start to talk smack about someone they know, or often someone they don't know. Another main culprit is sort of these content aggregator sites that have photographs, and the photographs are accompanied with questions like, is this person attractive? Is this person someone you date? Or do you think this couple ought to be married based on the photograph? Nothing sort of inherently wrong with this kind of webpage. The problem is that some people who submit their photographs or others' photographs later regret it. And the difference today is that with the internet age, you have to pay for these momentary errors in judgment forever.
Well, people tend to have that idea that once something goes on the net, it's there for good. Is that actually true, though?
No, it's definitely not true. I mean, a lot of content gets taken off by itself, sort of people eventually just take it down themselves, or the web page closes, or the web link closes, and then gone. So there is a kind of a natural attrition that occurs on the internet. But a lot of content doesn't get taken down until you seek out a way to get it taken down. And that's our job.
Well, how common is it for people to look for information on others on the net when there are things like jobs at stake?
It's pervasive. In the United States, 20% to one-third of HR departments, human resources departments, are copying to it. They are admitting that they use Google, and 10% admit that they investigate applicants on social networking websites like MySpace and Facebook. So that's just the percentage who are admitting to it. I am confident that the number is much higher because, at least in the United States, if you start admitting to it and you start denying job applicants on the basis of what you're finding about them on the web, you might be afraid that you would incur liability for having done so.
So with your service, though, what do you do if a client finds information that they don't want to be online anymore?
Well, then we go about making an assessment as to how likely we think it is that we will succeed in destroying that content, or, as an alternative, editing that content for the client to make it a satisfactory situation for the client.
But would this involve having to, I suppose, hack into other people's websites?
No, we do not do anything illegal. We do not hack other people's websites. We do not do denial of service attacks on other people's websites. We just don't do it. We like to think of ourselves as what we call on the internet, you probably know the phrase, a white hat organization. We only want to do good, and we only want to do good by effective and ethical means. We do not target news media articles for our destroy function. We do not try to squelch any newsworthy speech. All we are interested in doing is assisting our private individual clients to remain private and to remain free of slanderous, libelous, defamatory, or invasive content on the internet that they feel is exposing them in a way that is unfair to a private person.